Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, we had a special session convened by the governor, which lasted about 2 hours. And now the House and the Senate are in recess until after the elections in November. What was really going on up there? What are some of the issues that need to be addressed? I must tell you that one of the most effective members of the Virginia Senate is State Senator Siobhan Donovan. She says, as it says on her poster, she delivers. She delivers on a regular basis, and I'm thrilled to say that she's joining us this afternoon. Senator, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. I'm happy to be there.
Can you give us a little insight, Senator, as to what happened during this brief special session up there at the state capitol?
Well, when we met, we opened up the session to look at a variety of different legislation that includes public safety as well as mental health issues, also some memorial resolutions. And we decided that the best way for us to really give a fair evaluation to all of the evidence and data and suggestions was to have a more robust conversation than we could have in a special session at the General Assembly where we're pulling people away from other commitments. We didn't think we'd be able to have an adequate conversation there. And I will tell you, there's a little bit of a powder keg yesterday. I don't know if you saw any of the reports, but we had a lot of impassioned advocates really on both sides of this issue that were down there. So the decision that we made was to have all of the legislation go to the Crime Commission. The Crime Commission is bipartisan and bicameral, and it also has representatives from both the governor's office and the attorney general. And that's a place where I think that they can give a really good vetting opportunity to all of the legislation that was presented, and we can have a robust conversation and look at evidence and make a better decision.
See, this is fascinating. State Senator Siobhan Donovan is joining us. A little insight into what really happened as part of this special session. As I was listening to some of the news accounts, invariably, they went and they got the most outraged Democrats to say, see, the Republicans killed this whole thing off. They didn't want to have a conversation about it. They don't care about people who are victims of crimes. And yet here we hear from you, Senator, that not only have Republicans not turned their back on it, Republicans have said, wait a minute, we can't decide this quickly. Let's have a deliberative, insightful conversation. And I mean, I'm thrilled to hear what you're telling us, what the truth is.
Right. And, you know, I'm a big believer that legislators are not subject matter experts. We're there to represent. We're there to advocate. We're there to sort through problems. But the Crime Commission are subject matter experts.
Right.
And we have staff there that can really drill down on this subject matter and get information. I personally, as a mom and as somebody that also supports the Second Amendment, I'd like to have a conversation about how we make sure we're protected. But it has to be, for me, evidence-based.
Right.
There's a lot of talk about sensible gun legislation. Well, I need to tell you, sensible is subjective. I'm looking for objective data. I don't want to pass legislation because it seems good. I want to pass legislation because it's going to make a difference in the lives of Virginians and their safety without harming the rights of other Virginians. That's how we really sort through this.
That's a great point. I guess I have to remind everybody, as you're talking about evidence-based and objective, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, by training, is a doctor, right? So you're looking for hard evidence. We're not sawing off a limb because we don't think it's right. We need evidence. We need to think about this. I mean, that's tremendous insight. Senator, let me ask you about the, and I'm not sure what it was called, but there was some sort of an app. You had proposed an idea, an app for folks to have on their phone that could help people get some, I think, mental health assistance especially. Can you sort of flesh that out for me?
Right. I think this is really something that can help Virginians be safer in a lot of ways. It is an app for your phone, which is the way most people communicate now, is through the easy access of an app. And the app has two functions. On one function, you can hit a button and go to a 24-hour mental health hotline so that you can speak with an expert and ask a question. Maybe you have a question about a family member or about yourself, or God forbid, maybe you're one of the children in Virginia that's thinking about suicide and you actually think to call somebody. I think having easy access to a 24-hour mental health hotline could significantly improve safety and quality of life for a lot of people in Virginia. Then there's a second site or function in the app, and that is to report a threat. You hear stories every time there's a shooting that either reports were made to law enforcement, maybe even many levels of law enforcement, but they were never actually considered in total because they went different places. Or after the fact, people say, well, I was worried about him, but they don't know who to tell. So if we have an anonymous reporting app in Virginia, and they have this in Utah and in other places, but if we have this app, we can send that to a centralized location that is actually set up to process all of the data and make sure that the relevant law enforcement, or maybe for our schools, we have threat assessment teams, get that information in a cumulative way so they see all of the people that called in, so that we can actually move forward and know that there's a risk that exists.
So it sounds like a great opportunity for folks to avail themselves of some help, but I'm sure there are going to be some folks who are listening going, wait a minute now, who's really going to run this? How much is it going to cost? Does this information somehow get shared with people that I don't want it shared with? Are those details, have they been analyzed yet?
That's what's kind of nice about this is that, number one, we already have a 24-hour mental health hotline in Virginia, and it's provided through a contract with Medicaid or DMAS. And so that service already exists, and it's already designed to connect you in a way that protects your privacy with somebody in your community that can provide ongoing care for you or emergency crisis intervention if that's appropriate. Mm-hmm. So that already exists. It's just not being utilized. So the contract will have to be renegotiated to make sure that we address how you follow up on these calls and make sure that we are, that the privacy is protected, but also that you get care more than just a phone call.
Wow.
And so that's already done, and we will have to pay for more volume, but it's not that much money.
Okay.
The report that came in last session when I suggested this from DMAS would be about $500,000 a year. On the other side, we already have the Fusion Center, which is Virginia's basically centralized brain for all law enforcement activities. And it's where we intersect things like FBI, state police, local police. So they already have that system in place. But to create a 24-hour reporting line or reporting access would require just a small amount of money on their part. So when this went through the General Assembly last year, the fiscal impact was reported as $1 million.
Wow. All right. For those of us who go out to work every day, $1 million is real money. But obviously, when we get into the state budget, that's paperclip money, huh?
It is paper. And that's a good way to put it. It is a small amount of money. But it's also, how do you put the price on protecting our kids at schools?
Yes.
There's a story from Safe Utah where they use this app where a child was walking home with another, and this is in newspaper reports, and the one kid said, I'm tired of being bullied. I know where my dad's guns are. I'm going to take care of those guys tomorrow.
Hmm.
And the kid reported that. The second child reported that. The next day, law enforcement in plain clothes were at the school. They got the child that had expressed the threat. He did have guns in his backpack. They got him mental health care, and there was no crises.
Wow.
And so that's the kind of protection I'm looking for as a mom myself.
Sure.
But also just as somebody that can't bear the thought of losing a loved one in one of these tragedies.
Absolutely. Well, Senator, I appreciate you making so much time for us. For folks who are hearing about this, for folks who want to really follow everything that you're doing these days, what's the best way for them to do that?
We have a website at Dunavant Delivers. Yes, it is a playoff of me being a delivering, OBGYN, but dunavantdelivers.com. And you can email us at donovandelivers@gmail.com or just go to our website.
I love it. Well, Senator, it is always a pleasure to speak with you, and look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Same. Thank you so much, Jeff. Have a good afternoon.
Absolutely. That is State Senator Siobhan Donovan. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.